From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama Republicans have made their choice in the Senate race, and it's Tommy Tuberville. Former Auburn University football coach defeated former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions in a runoff election yesterday to win the Republican nomination for Senate. Tuberville now goes up against incumbent Democratic Senator Doug Jones in November. For perspective on the runoff and a look ahead, we're joined now by Marissa Grayson. She's a political science professor at Samford University. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, what is your reaction to Tuberville's win? It was a pretty convincing win, too.
Yes, I'm not surprised that Tommy Tuberville won. I'm also not surprised by the low turnout, but I am a bit surprised just how much he won by, especially just across the state in basically every county.
And why did that surprise you?
Well, I thought that Jeff Sessions had a good chance down in Congressional District 1. I expected turnout to be a little bit higher there, given there was the runoff for Bradley Byrne's seat. But still, Tommy Tuberville just did great across the state, amongst a small amount of people, of course.
And that first congressional district, that's the area around Mobile where Jeff Sessions is from. You know, President Donald Trump went after Sessions for recusing himself in the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. How much a difference do you think that the president had in this race?
So I think that the president did make a difference in regards to people being willing to vote for Tommy Tuberville. Tommy Tuberville stayed pretty low throughout the race. He wasn't out there. He didn't want to debate Jeff Sessions, et cetera. And so Trump's endorsement, I believe, helped him. But it didn't really help bring a lot of people out to vote. Turnout was really low. There wasn't that much excitement about Trump's candidate that we saw.
Well, looking ahead, we've got a general election race teed up. Tommy Tuberville, Doug Jones. How do you see this race playing out?
Well, I think that Doug Jones was probably happy last night to know that he was going to be campaigning against Tommy Tuberville. I still think that Doug Jones has an uphill battle. I think that's true for a few reasons. One is that Donald Trump will be on the ballot, which I think will energize more people to go out to vote, and people are going to support his candidate. But two, we're one of six states that has straight ticket voting. And so in 2018, about 65% of voters voted straight ticket voting. So if I was Doug Jones' campaign, I would be thinking about ways that they can educate people that you can vote straight ticket in Alabama and still vote if you're voting Republican on the straight ticket for Doug Jones, because I think that's going to be a huge hurdle for him to overcome. I definitely think we're going to hear more about some of the allegations that came out late against Tommy Tuberville, concerns about money in regards to his hedge fund, the suspension of the player at Ole Miss who ended up getting to rape, et cetera. And I think we're going to hear Doug Jones really try to make himself be the representative of Alabama. These are all things that Jeff Sessions tried to do, saying, you know, Tommy Tuberville didn't vote for Donald Trump. He was living in Florida, et cetera. But I really think you're going to hear Doug Jones try to explain, you know, he supported bipartisan bills. He was, you know, that Trump signed, and he really is at heart of the civil rights leader in Alabama. I think Tommy Tuberville probably won't debate. He's probably going to focus on Doug Jones' impeachment vote, and you're going to hear more of what he talked about last night in his speech about the Second Amendment and protecting Alabamians' rights.
Marissa Grayson is a political science professor at Samford University. Marissa, thanks for talking with us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.